Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The idea that men can be saved by grace alone, and therefore can never fall from grace, cannot be harmonized with these simple but powerful words. He who says he abides in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. 1 John 2:6. If it is necessary to abide in Christ, we are not saved by grace alone. If we must abide in Christ, when we fail to abide in him, are we not in danger of being lost? If we are not, the message of this verse is confusing. The word abide appears 21 times in 1 John alone. Does that give you some impression of what God expects of his children? Please listen to these verses. Whosoever abides in him sins not. Whosoever sins has not seen him, neither known him. 1 John 3:6. The word is translated dwells in the following verse. And he who keeps his commandments dwells in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit he has given us. 1 John 3:24. If we want to understand the message of the verse we are examining, we must pay careful attention to the word ought. The Greek word rendered ought involves duty or obligation. Two examples from 1 John will establish that fact beyond dispute. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 3:16. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John 4:8. As you can discern from these two passages, the word ought does not involve a mere suggestion. So when John writes, the one who claims to abide in Christ has an obligation to walk even as he walked, we know what our duties are. Abiding in Christ demands that we live as Christ lived. If we fail to walk as he walked, we are not abiding in him, regardless of our contention to the contrary. And just how did Christ walk? It would take many sermons to outline what Jesus did when he walked this earth. I have time for a few suggestions. One of the most significant statements Jesus ever made to show his devotion to the will of God appears in the book of John. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. I do always those things that please him. John 8:29. Obviously, there were deeds Jesus performed that are beyond our ability. He had supernatural power while he lived on earth. We do not have that power, regardless of the preaching of the charismatics. But we can learn much from Christ's behavior. For example, we can learn from Christ about providing service for others. John 13 tells the story of Christ washing his disciples' feet. When he had completed that humble task, he asked the disciples, "Do you know what I have done unto you?" He then said to them, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." John 13:12-15. Did you take note of that word ought in verse 14? We cannot multiply loaves and fish to meet the needs of the multitudes or even of one person. We cannot miraculously cure sicknesses and diseases, but we can help pay doctors and hospital bills. Paul charged the Galatian Christians, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of the faith." Galatians 6:10. If we walk as Christ walked, we continually abide in him and have the assurance of eternal life. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.